Hey, everybody, this is Mike from Life Moves Pretty Fast. We'd love to hear from you out there. If you're on Facebook, check us out at Life Moves Pretty Fast. If you're on Instagram, Twitter, or Periscope, look up at LMPF Podcast. Or you can email us at lmpfpodcast at gmail.com. If you can't find us now, well, it's on you. Enjoy the show.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Technical issues. Check, check. Sibilance. All right. Yeah.
You sound fantastic.
I know.
I've been messing with sound stuff to try and make the sound better.
You know, it's hard for me to sound bad, even when I sound bad.
Right.
And it's hard for me to sound good, even when it sounds good.
You're going to start the episode with me being very confused.
Aren't we normally pretty confused when we start these things?
And we're back!
Hey, okay. We're back!
All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McGivley.
Wait, and Mike Bissett here.
Oh.
Not Biff the Weintraub.
Who is this?
What's up, buddy?
Who is this stranger coming back to the four story of the treehouse?
I almost forgot the way here.
I know you had to. I had to text you directions. It's been so long.
I had to get my Waze app and fight traffic. I ended up in El Cajon. I was like, this isn't right. This doesn't look familiar. What is going on here?
I am at a landfill right now. Did we move locations of the podcast?
BJ, you look like a seagull. What are you doing here?
Now, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, dude.
It's been a long time. It's been over a month since we've seen each other.
Yeah, you know, it's been busy.
Yeah,
it's been very busy. I've been spending a lot of quality time with the family,
right?
Which I've needed. Mm-hmm. Needed some good quality time with them. And as you and Jared illustriously pointed out last week, I don't know. I listened like the first 5 minutes.
You didn't listen all.
I didn't listen to the whole thing.
We broke your balls pretty good.
Well,
you and you DJ. Know.
Good.
Did you get mad? Did you turn it off right after Jared did the intro?
I heard, my name's Biff, and now I deliver the mail, and I listen to every episode of Life Moves Pretty Fast, and BJ listens to none of my podcasts, but that's okay, because Bill is in Mexico, and then he went, and then I turned it off.
You got the gist of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
It sounded good. No, I listened to the majority of it. I saved it, because I had to watch some March Madness today.
Do that?
Oh, yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, that's, this is one of my favorite weekends of the entire year. Because basketball starts at about 9 a.m. and it's going right now. It's still going. And it will be the same tomorrow and on Saturday and on Sunday. And all the games are good. All of these kids who are, you know, between 18 and 22, if you're in the ACC, you're probably, if you're 22, you're way too old. Cause you've already been in the NBA for 2 years. But it's awesome. I love this weekend. So that's what I was doing all day. And then I was like, I'll listen to the podcast from last week later.
You had to,
it's just Jared.
You had to slide in our podcast between NCAA basketball games?
You're lucky I slid it in. Because, wait a minute, that doesn't sound right.
Well.
You got to buy me dinner first, and then I'll slide it in.
Well, I appreciate the support of the podcast, Mike. I really appreciate that.
Plug it!
Yeah, no, we had to get Jared Weintraub in last week because I was leaving on my vacation. Because
he wasn't doing another 47 podcasts that day. So.
Right.
So he filled in.
Yeah, he filled in.
He sounded good.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. It was a really fun episode.
Yeah.
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 So before we get started, we want to bring up a couple things real quick. Number one, first and foremost, talked about it last week. Go to iTunes or Amazon and download Dallas McLaughlin stand-up comedy album. Everybody knows Dallas McLaughlin.
I've done it.
I did it too.
And I paid money for it.
Mm-hmm.
When's the last CD you bought? Do you know what it was?
The last CD I bought?
The last music that you bought, like an entire album. Like every now and again, I'll go in and I'll be like, oh, that new Ed Sheeran song's really good. I'm going to buy it. And I'll buy a song individually. But when was the last time that an artist came out with an album that you
that
bought?
I bought? If you're talking, I mean, stand-up, I buy a lot of stand-up albums. But if you're talking music, I would probably say Korn. But it's Korn. It's been a few years.
Okay, so yeah, like since 1999. Yes. Yeah. Follow the Leader came out, right. And you were like, I'm going to go down to Warehouse Music and buy this album.
Yep, absolutely.
That's what I did.
Yep.
But no, I was thinking about that as I hit Dallas McLaughlin.
An evening of this,
and then I clicked buy album, mm-hmm. And I thought, well, I don't know the last time I did this.
Yeah,
it's a compliment, you know. For stand up, you do have to. Yeah. And if Dallas had an album of show tunes, I would have bought that album too.
Oh, I would have bought that immediately.
Dallas, do an album of show tunes, please. Yeah. And I want old game show theme
just
songs
Dallas
too.
Dallas McLaughlin, An Evening of Broadway Reviews.
And now, Dallas McLaughlin doing Hamilton.
Right. But no, everybody knows Dallas McLaughlin, who are longtime listeners of the podcast. He's been on a couple times, and a very, very funny stand-up album. He is actually ranked in the top. Did he make the top 10 stand-up comedy albums?
Yes, I think so.
On iTunes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think he's right between Jim Jeffries and Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, 4 Jim Gaffigan albums are in there.
Right.
So we got to get that fucker.
Yeah.
We got to get him out of there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So not Dallas. Gaffigan.
Right.
Dallas is a good guy, not a fucker.
Yeah, a very, very funny album. Right. He recorded it last year at the American Comedy Coast. So,
and
yes,
you can hear all of our voices.
Sure. Yeah, so once again, iTunes and Amazon, Dallas McLaughlin, An Evening of This. A very funny album. So make sure you guys go and check that out and support Dallas.
Are we just doing that for kicks, or is he kicking in some money?
No, I'm just doing it for kicks, man. Support, just throwing out support.
All right. We're gonna...
You know what the next plug is going to be? We're not getting any money for it, but I'm going to support the shit out of him. This weekend, as you know, I went to Marco Island with my family.
Back up.
Right.
You mentioned it about, I don't know, 5 minutes ago. You had to record with Jared because you were going on a trip.
Yes.
You went to Florida.
I went to Florida.
Marco
Island.
That's pretty far away.
Very far
away. That's a long, long drive, my friend.
Right. Or they have these things called airplanes.
Oh, okay.
So I took one of those.
I'm not allowed at the airports anymore.
Right.
So.
So I went to Marco Island. Yep. Now, my family, my cousin Roel, owns a company, a clothing company, which I'm currently wearing right now, called Blackfin Outfitters. It is basically outdoor, oceany sports apparel, mainly for fishing, but they do have a lot of stuff, very, very good stuff to wear. If you guys are ever going out on the water on boats, kayaks, anything like that, it's very, very cool. I wore it all week. They just loaded me up with stuff.
Awesome.
So go to.
Do you think they can hook your co-host up with a hoodie?
I don't know. They just texted me today saying that they listen to the podcast and they're going to be listening every week.
Blackfin.
Blackfin Outfitters.
BlackfinOutfitters.com.
I
love
it. You can also look them up on Instagram is great too, because Instagram, every time they go out on the boat and go catch fish or do charters or anything like that, or just buddies going out, they always post up pictures. The catches that they have. So a bunch of pictures got posted up this week of all the fish that we caught.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. It's really cool.
Well, I'm going to watch this. Ready?
Look at that.
Follow.
Boom.
Oh, nope. I hit the wrong button. Following
look
on
that.
Instagram.
Mike
now.
Bissett just followed.
So it is
at
Blackfin Outfitters on Instagram.
Yeah,
like them and check them out, because I mean, I'm not on boats a whole lot. But I do like 11 p.m. Target runs for milk.
Deal.
And grapes, blueberries.
Right.
So, I mean, would that be appropriate?
It's absolutely appropriate.
They're not going to frown on that, right?
No.
Okay.
Anywhere you go, I'm sure Blackfin Outfitters would love this.
I just want to be comfortable as I'm getting.
Oh, it's so comfortable. Like, this is like a very thin sweater, which I absolutely love. And then a lot of them are long sleeve, like almost kind of like neoprene shirts to wear like on the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Very, very comfortable. So go to Blackfin Outfitters. Buy some shit.
Buy some shit when you need one thing at Target.
Send them an email saying Life Moves Pretty Fast sent you and get nothing off, because I have not discussed this with my cousin
yet. I mean,
he has no idea that I'm doing this.
You can get the fine quality products that they make for the price that they're asking for. You just mentioned our name.
Yes. Very fine quality.
Put in the discount code blank, because not the word blank, just leave it blank.
Right. Yeah, receive nothing off at BlackfinOutfitters.com.
You get nothing, sir.
Who knows?
Nana!
Nana, go to Blackfin Outfitters, Nana! Yeah, who knows? Maybe he'll listen to it and we can get a little promo code and do like 10% off or something like
sure.
that.
Sure.
We get a little sponsorship.
We can get a little thing.
Yeah. So I'm throwing that out.
Cool.
Yeah, man, let's get to it. We got a month of shit to talk about.
God, I don't know where to start. I can tell you one thing.
You got
that
the sex
happened.
Change.
Wait, huh?
You got the sex change.
Well, I want to become a woman, but I don't have the balls to pull it off.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on. Come on, dude.
God damn it, Mike.
You walked into that one.
Yeah. All right, here, let's start with you. Let's go. Let's get your mouth going.
The most recent thing that I can think of to tell you happened about, I don't know, 2 hours ago. My wife came home from work early so that she could register for, we've had her on the show a few times. She does the essential oils and everything.
Yeah.
This is a plugging episode. If you want some oils, let me know. And so she's going to this big conference, and she had to register for classes and seminars and all that kind of good stuff. And she got the wrong login information, or it wouldn't let her sign up. So she is just like
cursing the world.
I rarely see her that upset. And so I looked at my son and I said, you know what? Let's give mommy a little space.
Right. Yeah.
I tried to help, and sometimes as married couples do,
not always the best idea to try and be helpful.
I am helpful in the way of, let me see your computer so that I can mansplain it to you.
Right.
Because you might not know what the computer's doing. Okay. Which didn't go well.
It can almost come off as condescending.
It was probably very condescending.
Let the man do this. Let the man do the man stuff.
Actually, what you should do. So that didn't go over very well, but you know, I just kind of let her vent and was just, you know, listening to her, and I was like, well, have you tried this? Have you tried that? No. So she's trying to log in
to go to a seminar.
To sign up for all of these things. She's going to this big conference in Utah for like 3 or 4 days. And so I said, you know what, Rez, let's go outside. And so we played some baseball. We did, you know, we're on the swings, thinking that she would just be done in a half hour. She wasn't. So then we were like, you know what? We haven't washed the bug in a while. Mm. Let's wash the bug. And so we did that. And he wanted to help. And so I was like, okay, that's kind
of
cute. You can,
of course,
you can help out. Of course you can. He ended up washing the entire car. I did the top. But, he pretty much did the entire bottom half of the whole vehicle.
That's incredible.
And he loved it. And it was so fun.
You know what you can do now is, like, when he's acting up, you can use that as a bargaining tool and just go like, buddy, if you're cool, I'll let you clean the bug today.
Hey, why don't you get out there? Well, it's a good thing too.
You know what, Reznor, if you don't eat, you don't get to clean the bug tomorrow.
Right. Right,
and then boom, just shovels it down his gullet.
Right, and I don't know if you remember from last week or not, but I was in Mexico, and so he's been liking throwing rocks lately. We were down on the beach throwing rocks. Well, he transferred that to our backyard.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
I don't know if you can see where this is going.
You got windows and
rock goes over the fence.
Okay,
and hits the neighbor's window, splinters it. The rock goes through the window. It looks kind of like one of those, like when a bullet goes through a window.
Yeah, it's kind of like a spider web
looking. Yeah, it didn't shatter it, but it did go through. So there is a hole in the window, and it looks like a giant spider web coming out of the hole. So he's really upset, and so we're helping cover the cost. We're doing the cost of the window, whatever the homeowner's insurance, whatever our neighbors have. They're really cool.
Yeah,
they completely understand. They're friends of ours. They might listen, actually. I'm not sure. Hi, Cecils.
Sorry for the window, Cecils.
Sorry for the window. So we're kind of tasking Rez to be like, hey, you can help Daddy wash the car, and I'll give you $2 or $3, and that will help to go pay for the window or something like that.
Oh, so gotcha.
We're using this as a teaching moment.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we did today. Is wash the bug. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. That's why the bug's there, man.
Other than that, nothing is going on.
Other than that, nothing? Mexico and your car washing?
Mexico has been pretty fun.
You did two trips, though.
We did. Well, one was just a quick overnighter. I mean, I think we were there for maybe like 13 or 14 hours. It really wasn't that long.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten my passport.
Yeah, how's that going?
Good. I don't know. You texted me twice, like, get your passport.
I think both times I went to Mexico, I reminded you. Because we took fish. this last time, your buddy Chris Fisher
went?
He did go.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, oh, yeah. He doesn't have his passport. I wonder how that's going.
Do you have your passport, Tim? Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah, Tim's got his passport.
It's expired, but you don't need a passport to get to Mexico.
Yeah, you do. To get to Mexico?
You can get in with a driver's license and a birth certificate.
When's the last time you went down to Mexico with just a driver's license and a birth certificate?
I've actually never been to Mexico.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep Point your voice taken. Down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sit with Nana.
Yep. Nana, gag him. Actually, he might like that. Don't gag him. So yes, you need a passport.
Yeah,
to get back. This is a post-Trump society. You need
and
to
I would not
have
take,
your papers.
I would not take that fucking gamble. Like, but my roommate said it was fine.
He does Electric Ocean. Love you, Timmy.
Border Patrol's like, yeah, we're not letting you back
no,
in. But
no.
Listen, there's Tim. He knows about this compass.
You know what? They would probably let you in. Because,
I'm sure
spoiler alert,
in.
You look not. You don't look Mexican.
That's not true. I got a good tan, man.
You do have a good
tan.
You got a good
days.
Florida tan. But anyway, yeah, get your passport so you can come down there. But yeah, those were fun. Those were some fun father son moments too.
Good.
I've been spending a lot of time with my boy, and
as you should.
And I'm not getting tired of it. He's a very good boy.
Yeah, you have 15 more years of it before you can legally leave. So
that's true. Unless he emancipates, in which case, I guess as soon as he can hire a lawyer.
You're going down a dark road right now.
I'm just saying, he can legally leave another way.
Sure.
Yeah. But no, Becky said it best a couple days ago. Like, you know, he's not going to like us this much in a few years. Pretty soon he's going to be embarrassed of us. Pretty soon he's not going to want to hang. He's going to choose his friends over us. So we're taking serious advantage of this time where he, like, wants to hang out with mom and dad.
Well, plus, I mean, he's a very sweet boy. I love Rez. He's a very, very sweet kid. And I think that as he gets older, he's going to start knowing that he can push your buttons and test you and challenge you more and more and more.
He pushes buttons for sure.
Oh, I'm sure he does now. But yeah, but I mean,
right.
He may not absolutely understand what he's doing. But once absolutely understand what he's doing, he's going to do it.
The other cool thing that we're getting into is I don't think we've talked about it, but comic books. He's really into Mickey Mouse comic books right now.
You're a big comic book guy.
I'm a big comic book guy, and I have been out of it for a while. And we were just bored one day, and we were like, let's go to the comic book store. Let's see what's going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, they have this really cool little kids section, and he's been kind of drawn to the Mickey Mouse books. So we've been reading them, and he's been digging it.
Now, does he read at all? I don't know when reading actually starts.
He knows his letters. He knows letters very well, and he knows how to spell his name.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to spell my name and
Becky's
name.
He couldn't read the comic book till he was probably like six, or seven.
Yeah, he's not there yet. But we also have Duolingo for his for the phone. Have you seen that app?
Mm-mm.
It's a language app, and so we're teaching him Spanish on the app. So he does recognize some of those words. Like he knows that hola means hello. And like, you know, they both start with H. And,
gotcha.
So yeah, we're kind of teaching him letters or words in Spanish right now.
So, but neither one of you know Spanish.
I know a little bit of Spanish. But I'm trying to teach him because, I mean, he's just such a sponge right now.
Right.
Like if he can learn.
The older he gets, the harder it's going to be.
Right. And one of his babysitters is very fluent in Spanish. So she speaks to him in Spanish a lot.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's helping.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I hope he learns Spanish better than I can.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. He's a lot smarter than you.
Definitely.
So.
Tell me about Florida, man.
I guess we'll talk about Florida. Yeah, I just got back from Marco Island, Florida. I spent 6 days there with my family. And I don't remember the last time I actually got onto a plane for like a good solid vacation. I mean, last year, 6 months ago or so, I went up to Oregon to see my brother for a couple days. So that was probably the last time. But
former guest of the podcast.
Former guest
brother.
Of the podcast, two podcasts ago, three podcasts ago.
Yeah.
But fuck my life, was it amazing? It was the most incredible thing I've ever done.
That's like, awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was just so much fun. And for a million different reasons, Marco Island is like a big fishing boating community. So it's basically in the southwest part of Florida.
Is it next to Polo Island?
I don't know.
No.
But Yeah, so it's basically just the way it's kind of cut is to where you have all your houses lined up, but in the back there's just, well, I just threw him a pen.
You're just getting crazy.
There's a bunch of just channels, basically, so where people just have their boats docked up, like right behind their house.
Pirates and shit.
Yeah, a bunch of fucking filthy pirates.
Yeah.
Awesome. So, yeah, so my uncle and aunt have a house there, and they do a big trip for the family every year, so all of my aunts and uncles and cousins, and we all go down there.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
man.
So it was 6 days of just fishing, eating, and drinking.
Well, and your trip was...
And all of it. All of it, we did it all like absolute kings. It was just like...
That's
I felt
great.
Like, yeah.
And time with family like that, in a beautiful place like that,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had a few of those trips where it's just like, holy shit, can I just live in this moment right now?
I think we all did.
With all
I think
my
we
family
all really
and,
wanted
and
to.
Just like, I hope the sun doesn't go down today so that we can just stay here forever.
Yeah, like absolutely.
It's
like
that kind of moment, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, like my cousins, Roland and Christian, who actually do Blackfin Outfitters, www.blackfinoutfitters.com.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen them in well over 20 years since we were like 10.
No way.
Since we were little. Well, I mean, I'm 6 years older than them, 7 years maybe.
Well, that's cool.
So I haven't seen them since.
So it's kind of more of a reunion than anything.
Yeah, their two younger sisters, Grace and Hannah, I'd never met. My Uncle Roland, it's the second time I'd met him ever. So it was just like a complete trip.
When you almost didn't come back.
No, I definitely almost didn't come back.
not for the reasons that you would think.
Oh, no. Yeah, not for the reasons you would think.
Like, you didn't come back because, like, oh, I love it here. I'm not going back to San Diego. No. You almost got stuck.
Well, I thought that. Yeah, I'll get to that. Okay. I'll definitely get to that.
All right.
I don't know if I technically injured myself, but I did get injured when I was there. Because we go fish, and so we would take normally about 2 fishing trips a day. Go really early. In the morning, we go out there, we'll catch our bait fish, bring them back, and then in the afternoon, we'll go out, and that's where we go to catch the big fish. So we basically, the little fish we catch, we use them to hook up to catch the big ones. So just trips back and forth and back and forth. You know, I spent a lot of time on the boat. In the first 3 days, I probably spent close to 20 hours on the boat.
Nice.
I would think, yeah. And it was, oh, yeah, just absolutely beautiful. But all of the driving and the bouncing and the rocking and all of that stuff just did not work well on my right foot.
And when what's wrong with your right foot? Do you have previous injuries?
Nope.
And
nope,
so you just
nothing.
You just a lot of wear and tear on
it
the
just,
boat.
And like, wear
just
and
got
tear
sore.
On the boat. Yeah, because the last day that we went out, we left super early. We went out 25 miles, and that doesn't sound like a lot, but on a boat, that's a long fucking time.
Yeah, it is.
And it's like going full speed on the boat, just hitting water, boom, 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 and you do that for an hour straight.
Are you right footed? Is that your dominant foot?
Yes.
So yeah, you're probably holding a lot of your weight.
Yeah, I was using a lot of weight on it. So it just swelled up. I couldn't see my ankle. My foot was so swollen and red, and like I could barely see like my toes. It was just nasty.
Yikes!
Yeah, so I had to take a day or two off the boat.
Well, I'm sure that I'm sure that it wasn't any problem for you just to hang out on the dock with a couple beers and nurse your foot.
No. We definitely
still a
did
tough
a lot
gig,
of that. Right?
I still don't feel that bad for you.
No, it was great. But we went out. We caught some pretty good fish, man. What did we catch? Grouper. We caught some grouper, which are good fish. We went fishing
grouper.
For grouper. Bro, caught me a wicked grouper, bro.
Get that grouper.
So we caught grouper. We caught my cousin caught a flounder. My brother caught sheep's head.
Mm-hmm. Those taste pretty good, don't they? Sheep's head fish.
Yeah. Well, they made it into a ceviche.
Perfect. Yeah. I like ceviche. I'm not a big fish guy, but ceviche is pretty good. That's pretty solid.
He made it into a ceviche, which is good. I got hooked up on, from what I can only imagine, was a monster. I ended up losing him, but it was cranking probably 15 times to maybe get an inch of the line in. Like, it was bad.
Hooper, we need another barrel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we were going for a really big fish, like the huge, enormous, like,
the marlin.
Goliath grouper.
There's no marlin down there, right?
I don't think so.
It's more of a Pacific fish, but I don't know. I think Mike Price listens to our show. He might be able to tell us where the marlin are.
Email us in there, Mikey.
But you weren't going for any big sport fish like that.
We were going for Goliath grouper, which are hundreds and hundreds of pounds.
Yeah, those are that's a big
which
good
it
solid
was.
Fish.
I mean, who knows what if that's what I was hooked up on, but
yeah. Let's say it was.
Let's say it was. For the
let's say
argument.
That you saw it and that it was 30 feet.
That would be a big fish.
That's
a whale.
I mean, if you wanna go that way.
But yeah, and even when we weren't doing that, we were just like drinking on the dock in the backyard, swimming in the pool. At night, we'd go fishing off the dock. It was just fucking ridiculous, man.
That's
everybody
awesome.
Running
and,
around.
And 6 days?
6 days.
6 days with cousins and your liver probably hurts now.
My liver's doing all right.
Yeah?
My liver's doing all right. I did get pissed off at my nephew, though. I did get pretty pissed off at my nephew.
What happened?
Well, he was there for a couple days before my brother and his mom and dad got there.
How old is your nephew?
12.
Okay.
12 years old. Super was into fishing, just loved it. So he'd go out on the boat, was just like talking to my cousins who are really good fishermen, like talking to them about like everything. He just wanted to learn everything, which is great. That's super awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, when you bring the boat into the dock, what do you got to do?
Get a beer and leave, right? I mean, aren't there people
if it's your boat. Not if it's your boat.
You got to dock it. You got to clean it.
There you go.
You
got to
hose it off. You got to make sure everyone is off of it safely.
Right.
You got to get all of your supplies off there. You got to make sure it's secure. There's a bunch of shit you got to do.
A lot of shit you got to do.
Yeah. Do you guys dock it or do you...
The dock is in the backyard.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we just literally pull up to the backyard and it's docked.
Got
and then we
got I thought this was like a big marina.
Mm-mm,
so
no.
And then you have a...
It's a lift that raises
perfect.
It up.
Yep.
So every day, Connor would get off of the boat and just fucking peace out. So, I mean, if he was 6 years old, like, I wouldn't give a shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, you're six. Like, yeah, you went on the boat and you were excited, blah, blah, blah. Go have fun. But at 12 years old, I'm like, well, like...
You can help us hose off
You need
something.
To help hose.
Yeah.
You know, scrub down the sides real mm-hmm. quick, something like mm-hmm. that. But he just kept leaving. So I asked him, I was like, Connor, why don't you come and clean the boat? So he went and kind of did it begrudgingly, and he would do it for like 2 seconds and then try and get off the boat. And I just go, Connor, get back on the boat and scrub the boat. Like, let's go. Because I, you know, it was three of us doing it. It was
even
me and my two.
Nana's on the boat.
Yeah, it was me and my two cousins.
Yeah.
And I mean, it didn't take like an incredibly long time. It was just, yeah, it was more the principle of anything.
Sure.
So I had to do that 3 or 4 times. The next day we go out, he comes inside. I go, Connor, clean the boat. He goes, why? I go, did you go on the boat today? And he goes, yeah. I go, did you fish? He goes, yeah. I'm like, are you a man? He goes, yeah. And he goes, then get out here and clean the boat.
Or a woman.
Well,
right? Women can
well,
clean
no,
the
he
boat
wanted
too.
To do like the man. Oh, no, like that's, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we weren't like asking our aunts to like clean the boat.
Or Nana. Yeah, poor Nana. Nana can go back into the house, right? That's fine.
Nana's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
But Connor, the 12-year-old.
Picture real quick. So that's the backyard. You just pull up right there.
Good, this is good pod right here. Oh, okay. You know what? I think you sent me a picture similar to this.
Yeah. So you just pull in there.
So what I'm looking at is a deck with a pool, and then it looks like about maybe a 10-foot drop-off, maybe 8 feet,
mm-hmm.
A little grassy boulevard, and then, I mean, it kind of just looks like a little river. With a boat that is docked and some people surrounding it, and it looks beautiful.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
So I started getting, like, pissed off at him. Because, I mean, that's a lesson that he's got to learn. At 12 years old, I mean...
12 years old, I was cleaning some boats.
He's got to start learning responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about it with my cousins to where they grew up with my grandpa in Jersey, and he had a boat. And so whenever they'd go to grandpa's house, like, you know, grandpa would always make him clean the boat. Even if they didn't go out, he would just be like, go clean the boat.
I mean, yeah, we had to wash cars. We had to
pick weeds.
Yeah, we had to go out.
Oh, that was the worst for me. That was my absolute least favorite was pulling weeds.
Our thing was watering. We had to go and water all of the plants and my grandpa had all kinds of plants.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd have to go over there and irrigate everything.
Sure.
Yeah, which, you know, in hindsight was pretty fucking easy.
Right. I was just trying
just
to think,
take
I'm
a
like,
hose and
was,
just spray it
I was
everywhere.
Kind of giving you a look like, really, Mike? Yeah. Watering was the big one?
But we also, I mean, part of that was also getting weeds out of the garden.
Sure,
and,
cleaning out the garage.
Cleaning out the garage. Yep, washing cars.
Washing cars.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really like a, hey, do it and I'll give you $10.
No, it was you are at
hey,
grandma and grandpa's house.
Get the fuck off the couch. Go clean out grandma's garage.
Yeah.
So I think kids need to learn that.
So what, did Connor end up cleaning the boat?
No.
Oh.
He didn't. He ignored me.
Well, that's what they do. Preteen.
He just ignored me.
That's
so,
what they
whatever.
Do.
But by the time that like it became an issue, his dad got there. And at that point, it wasn't my job. Like his,
yes.
his dad was there.
Right.
Because I had full parental responsibilities
uh-huh.
while they were gone.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, hey, yeah. And I told my brother, like, ah, he's being a little shit.
Yeah.
But I was inches of just going, like, when he ignored me, just walking up to him and going, all right, dude, like, you didn't come out and help clean the boat. You are not going on the boat tomorrow.
Uh-huh. That'll teach him.
That'll teach him real good.
Get
hey,
out
hey,
there.
Little Connor, you ain't going to get on that boat. You ain't going to get on that boat. You going to get on that boat? I don't think you're going to get on a boat. You better go start cleaning that boat.
Yeah, you got to clean the boat.
Got to clean the boat.
You got to do maintenance at 12 years old.
And it has nothing to do with actually cleaning the boat. It just has everything to do with, you know, I mean, like, we're in a place that is so beautiful. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how much that family put into having all of us there, whether it's, you know, I mean, just the time, you know, as far as everything else.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, it would have just been nice to be like, hey, like, obviously the 12-year-old can't help out in many other ways.
Yeah, help out around.
Help out a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whether it's bring in all the gear from the boat,
sure.
If that's all you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Do your part.
Just an effort.
Everyone do their part. Yeah. So it was great, man. And I could not be more grateful for my uncle and aunt and cousins who have the house.
Sounded like a great trip.
It was, yeah. It was a really, really good time. I almost did. I'll get to this. I almost didn't make her back. Almost didn't make her back.
Saw your Facebook. Checked into the airport. And then the next post was, "Hey, I'm gonna be stuck here for at least 17 hours."
I spent over 24 hours
what
in a row.
What the hell happened?
So my flight was 1 o'clock. All right, 1 o'clock, and then
Eastern
time. So 1 o'clock, I get to Newark. Get to Newark, I have a 3-hour layover, and then I get to Newark to San Diego. Once that happened, there was a huge, as I'm sure everybody knows, what's happening in the East Coast. There's a huge shit show of a storm out there.
It's pretty big.
So
pretty
big storm.
Pretty big storm.
So I my flight to New Jersey got delayed until I would have missed my connecting flight from New Jersey to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I flew out of Fort Myers, Florida, which is a small airport, and there was nothing anywhere remotely close anywhere else to get me to San Diego except for a flight at 5:30 a.m.
Yikes.
Sorry, 5:45 a.m.
Big difference.
Big, yeah, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Well, trust me, 15 minutes at that point, that's a big fucking difference. It was a big difference.
Just tack it on, you know.
So I stayed at the airport from 11 a.m. to 5:45 a.m.
You were like Tom Hanks.
Yes.
Yeah. Shaving and sleeping.
Doing all that. And then I got on an airplane. I came home. I got home today at 10:30 this morning.
And then you napped.
It was brutal.
And now we're recording.
I don't know what I did for that long at the airport. I sat at the bar for a long time.
Well, that's what you do.
I took a cab
airport.
And got some chow.
Is there a last call at the airport?
9 o'clock.
P.M.?
P.M.
9 o'clock P.M.
9 o'clock P.M., everything shut down.
Greenwich Mountain time?
Everything, yes.
Or is that local time?
Everything shut down.
That feels
not a hot dog stand,
unfair.
Not a Sbarro's, nothing. Everything was done.
Wow. Wow.
Like I said, small airport.
I mean, and it's
so
not,
then
even,
I had to
like,
jump in
it's not even like a Vegas airport where you can gamble or, you know, you probably can see a show at the Vegas airport.
Right.
But you did say there would be some interesting people watching in your Facebook post. Did you happen to see any interesting people?
No, man. And that's kind of what I thought. But then I realized looking through the airport, it's just all old fucking white people. That was it.
That's Florida.
So I saw. Right. Well, I saw a lot.
Unless you're in Miami.
I mean, if interesting is old, slow white people, then yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I saw a lot of interesting ones, but yeah, I just did that.
That's so from at 9 o'clock when the bar's closed,
right?
And you know the newsstand is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Sbarro's is shut down.
Oh, I got busted by a security officer. I'll tell you that too.
I need to hear that story.
Right.
From 9 o'clock to 5:45, what are you doing? You napping?
Hung out for a little bit, had a couple cigarettes outside,
mm-hmm.
tried to take a Uber to a BJ's restaurant.
Uh-huh. Just your restaurant.
Right.
Did you show your license and be like, hey, this is my place.
I worked there for 2.5 years. None of these fucking jokes work with me.
I want a pizookie.
2.5 years I worked there, Mike.
Why did you work there for 2.5 years at a place that you owned?
Jesus Christ.
Did you hear that one?
Every other table.
No.
Every other table.
Hey, your name's up there. Are you the owner?
So I tried to, but no Ubers are allowed to go to the airport, so then I had to take an airport cab to
a place. Why don't you go by Bryant at BJ's?
I tried to, but socially it didn't work for me.
Oh.
So if people would talk to me like in the back, like other coworkers, I wouldn't answer them because I'm not used to.
You're not, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
So then I went to a place. I was trying to go to BJ's, but my cab driver, who was a very outspoken guy, bit of a misogynist, was just like, well, why are you going to BJ's? He goes, have you ever been to Twin Peaks? I go, no. He goes, do you like looking at pretty girls? And I was like, sure. So he's like, we should try there. And I'm like, all right, I don't give a shit. Like,
yeah, just take me someplace where I can pass some time.
Take me a place that's open and I can hang out and pass time. So yeah. I went there and holy fuck, that place is like Hooters and Tilted Kilt on steroids.
Okay.
I'm
listening.
It was almost uncomfortable.
Mm. Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks.
I get it now.
Right.
Twin Peaks.
So I don't know. So I did that for like 3-4 hours, and I went to the airport and was texting with people, and then I fell asleep, and that was it.
And then you got up and flew here.
And I got up and flew here.
Wow.
I'm a little snoozy.
Did that hinder your trip at all?
No, it didn't. Well, it was funny because, like I said, like I don't want to leave. Like, I wish I could just stay here forever.
And
but,
then you couldn't leave.
Yeah. Then it was 11:30 and come, like, 5 o'clock. I'm just like, and that's 6 hours at the airport.
Yeah.
Knowing that I have 11 more to go, I'm just like, get me the fuck out of here.
The
like,
universe said, oh, yeah? You want to stay? Yeah. All right.
I bet I can change your mind, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I told you to go to St. Augustine, because as if you listen to the podcast with Jared, we do have a golf challenge coming up.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I was like, go to a golf course, start chipping. But apparently that's a little bit of a drive.
It would have been a hike, and I had no car or anything, so.
Yeah, you know, they're Florida. You just ask for a ride. They just take you places. Yeah, that's what I heard.
Old rich white people trust everybody.
Just like, well, you get an old rich white guy and you say, "Hey, I'll buy a bucket of balls. You drive me to St. Augustine." They'd be on it.
Yeah. Yeah, you did make a good point. I'll get the first bucket. He's like, oh, we got 2 bags of clubs in the trunk. Come on, boy.
Yep. Takes his hearing aid out so he doesn't have to listen to his wife, and you just go. You just start driving.
Right. Yeah, so I did that, and then, yeah, I got home.
That's awesome.
I got home.
Well, I'm glad you're home.
Thanks, buddy.
And, hopefully we can get on a semi-regular pattern here again.
Hey, that's not on. That's I'm gonna call you out. That's on
it's
me,
on
fella.
It's on me, dude. I'm busy. I've got the kid. The wife has a lot of plans. You know what? The wife's got a lot of shoulder problems right now.
Oh, really?
From working in the animal industry for
that's decade, where most decade of my, and that's a where half. Most of my mental problems come from.
Well, she is a machine. But,
yes, she is.
Her shoulders have been giving her problems, so she's doing a lot of physical therapy on her shoulders.
She like go to a place or just do
she
it?
She goes to a place.
Does work pay for it?
Work is paying for it. I don't know if I should say any of that.
Why?
But I guess it's okay.
Her shoulders hurt from working.
Her shoulders hurt from working.
That's a legal thing.
I guess so. I don't know if she'll like me saying it, but she hasn't listened to
the show. She hasn't listened to the show. The fuck we care.
So anyway, that's where I've been most of the nights is like just watching the boy.
Of course, yeah.
Because
no, I know, and I break your balls and I give you a lot of shit, but obviously like you have a million times more responsibility than I do.
We can try to Skype again, but you remember how well that went.
I didn't like it. I did not like it.
Terrible. No, I was like,
thanks, Harambe.
It was, hey, everybody, welcome to Life Moves Pretty Fast. I'm BJ McEvely. Mike Bresson.
Just big pauses.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, BJ. No. Yeah, I can. I mean, I'm still here. We can edit this
Mike?
Out.
Mike,
are we still
recording? Mike, hello. All right, so a gorilla died.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Life Moves. Hello,
Harambe.
Yeah, that was a mess.
Yeah, it was a mess. Yeah, so I don't like Skyping. Plus, you lose a lot of the dynamic. You lose the witty banter because you're just trying to listen to the other person and wait for that moment.
And I was on the other end just watching so much porn. I'll be honest. I wasn't paying any attention.
I did the whole podcast fucking just Donald Ducking it. Shirt, no pants.
Just rocking it.
Just watching porn, Donald Ducking it.
Yeah, either that or like, you know, one of the Avengers movies or something like that. I wasn't paying any attention.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you?
No, I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't, it's fine. It's all good. So, you know, now that I know where you live again, we'll make it up here.
We'll get back on track, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see who we got.
When are we doing this golf tournament? Because I want to go kick some ass.
I know, I do too. We got to figure that out.
Now, our plan is, for our fan out there, our plan is to get a cameraman, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna Facebook Live it at times.
I'm sure we could Facebook Live at times, yeah.
We need a course and we need a date. That's what we need.
Need a course and a date. Yes,
I love the bet. I love the wager.
I think that honestly, next time you come over, we should just already record it.
I'm ready to record right now because did a boomer's trip with the boy, and my short game is pretty damn good.
They have volcanoes and swinging logs at Torrey Pines.
That windmill is it's my bitch.
Dude, I wish it was. I mean, it's not horribly expensive, but I was talking with Jared about it, and it would be funny if we went and played Torrey Pines.
You know, I would play if nobody else was there. But, to grace my presence in that golf course.
You don't play on that course. You play on a different course.
I know you don't play on that. But it being in the vicinity. I don't want to play in La Jolla because it's too close to Torrey Pines. I have a hard enough time playing in PB.
I won't even say La Jolla on a golf course.
It's next to Bird Rock, which is next to La Jolla. And I have no business being there. Dude, I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'm probably going to go out and get some clubs because I've been using yours.
Mm-hmm.
I've been bumming those off of you.
Right.
And I already bum enough Bud Lights off of you. So I'm going to go out and get my own clubs. By the way, that reminds me.
What?
Since we recorded last, you took a ride in the Bug.
I did go to the Bug. Yeah, I did get a ride in the Bug.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
You did it.
Thank you, my friend. Uh-huh. I did it. I made it.
And it wasn't too bad, right?
Under my Blackfin Outfitter sweater, I'm wearing a shirt that said, I rode in Mike's VW Bug.
And I survived.
I survived, yeah. I survived a ride in the Bissett Bug.
And it's all like
I
got the Tower was a of Terror
shirt.
Yeah. No, that was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
we took it down to the range.
We took some golf clubs in the Bug down to the range, and we chipped, too.
We chipped. We did well.
You hear that, Life's a Binge? We've been practicing chipping out of sand pits. Not that we're going to need it.
Right.
Not that I'm going to be spending any time in the sand. I'll probably be spending a lot of time in the sand.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
We're going to win.
Yeah, we're going to win.
We'll keep everybody updated with that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there won't be any inebriation happening. Are we playing 9 holes or 18 holes?
18,
we're going the full 18? Listen, I'm not pussing out. I'm hoping Lawrence can make it 18 holes. You think he can walk 18 holes?
That's why you have golf carts.
Oh, we're taking carts.
Absolutely.
You're calling me a pussy?
Come on, guy.
You're taking a cart?
Oh, I'll definitely take a
Tim can caddy for us.
I'll take a hand cart, but let's be honest. What do you think the average is of shots that you're going to use, that we're going to use that are mine, and the shots that we're going to use that are yours?
What do you mean shots?
We're playing best ball.
Oh, we're playing best ball. More than likely yours.
So if I hit a good shot down the middle of the fairway, and you have to go all the way the fuck over there to pick up your ball and then come all the way back over to me, do you want to do that in a hand cart, or would you rather just have me drive you over there?
I'm fine with throwing it on my back, my friend.
On your
and
back?
Trekking it like the PGA Tour.
They don't do that. They have caddies.
Well, they have caddies.
Right.
But, you know, that's what I'm saying. We got Tim and Josh.
Oh, dude, if we got caddies.
Yeah. We got to show up balling.
Tim, will you caddy for us, babe?
California burrito,
come
Tim.
Come on, dude.
Nana.
We will pay you. We will pay you.
Look at him. He's thinking about it.
You can drink. Drink all you want. We'll pay you. Drive what?
I'll get a driver. Dude, I'm married to a sober girl. She'll come up and pick us up.
No, only if I get to drive
the cart.
No,
that's the point.
That's the point. You got to carry our clubs around.
You carry our clubs.
We'll work on them.
We'll get caddies.
Yeah.
We're going to get caddies. This is going to happen.
I'm telling you, you and I should show up with caddies. It'd be awesome.
Chris, who, you know Chris.
I know Chris.
We always had or it was his idea, but we always talked about it. And this was years ago, over 10 years ago, to where one day we wanted to get prostitutes, throw them in the car, and we wanted to get day workers and throw them in the car and have a prostitutes versus day workers basketball game.
Wow. I don't know where to go with that.
Right.
Who would win?
I don't know. And then we talked about maybe getting day workers to be caddies for us, which it sounds... Here's the deal.
That'd be great.
It sounds very...
It sounds dehumanizing.
Almost, yeah. But I mean, there's still caddies around today.
You are still hiring somebody to do a job.
Think about the work that they're doing compared to the work that they're going to do.
Right. There was an old Man Show bit where they hired day laborers, and where they were just like, we're not working today. And they took them out and like got them tuxes and got them haircuts and shaves and stuff. That's a great bit.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they went up to like, remember the scene in Pretty Woman where they like she went in and she was like, big mistake. They did that stuff. Like they went into these high end stores and got these guys like some great clothes.
Oh, that's cool.
And then they dropped them back off at the Home Depot, and they've got like slicked back hair, and they're shaved, and like they smell good.
They're sitting there in their nice shirts.
Yeah.
Well, how do you know that they don't smell good already?
I like to go to Home Depot.
We're going down a weird road right now.
I don't know where we're going, but I go to Home Depot often, and I pass the day laborer section. Those guys do not smell very good. Mm. So. And which they shouldn't. They're outside working all day, and I'm just like meh. I need a quarter inch drill bit.
No, I mean if it was, and I don't know how much. I mean, do you negotiate with them prices on what they're doing? I don't know, because honestly, I don't know. I'm being serious.
I'm being serious too. I don't know.
Moving out of this apartment, I do not want to fucking do it myself.
No, I would
four story, and it's all windy and nasty.
I would throw the couches off of the stairs, all the way down. Yeah. I would not move out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys are stuck here forever.
Right.
I'm not helping. I'll give you my truck again, but sure. I'm not moving you out of here.
Sure. And that's fine. But that's what I'm saying though, is like, how much would it cost if you just got like three guys?
You'd probably have to ask them.
Put all the boxes in the kitchen. You get three guys, 2 hours.
You'd probably have to say like, hey, I need three guys to help me move. And they would quote you. I mean, I'm sure moving is different than digging ditches.
Because honestly, we got three guys and we had three roommates, they each paid like $80 for like 2 hours or 2.5 hours. Like, that seems fair, right?
Hey, if you're a day laborer, give us a call.
It's $40 an hour.
1-800-LMPF. What did Jared say?
What 800-425-LMPF.
Give us a call. Hey, you're caller 20.
Fourth caller gets 6 pounds of grouper. I didn't bring any grouper.
Oh, I wish you
did. We ate all the grouper, man.
Well, I don't blame you.
It was good. Roll put out fresh. A good recipe.
Again, I'm not a big fish guy, but I would eat some grouper.
Have you ever done a shrimp boil?
I have done a shrimp boil.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good.
Some good Gulf of Mexico shrimp.
We had to yell at some of our family.
For eating too much shrimp? No, or are they doing it wrong?
No, they were doing it wrong.
Yeah.
To where it's like, they're like, well, here, like, let's get a plate. And I'm like, no. No, you don't get it. No, you don't get a plate. That's not how this works.
You just go.
You dump it on the table, mm-hmm. and everybody does work.
Yep.
And then you just wrap it up, and then guess what? No dishes.
And that's the best part.
And that's the best part. Yeah. Yeah. There was like 25 of us there. Like, who wants to do those dishes?
We'll tell you what. Get your goddamn passport, and we'll go down to Ensenada to the fish market, and we'll get some shrimp.
I don't trust Mexican shrimp.
Well, we trust all the other good Mexican food down there, because they catch that stuff fresh.
Yeah,
right off the coast of Ensenada, which is fantastic.
Do you fish?
Not really.
No.
I
have you ever been
in my line of work? I see enough fish. I'm good. I don't.
It's not about seeing fish. Okay, I'll give you the perfect example, because we were talking about it today, and I was explaining it to my nephew Connor.
Oh, Connor!
He was talking about
fucking Connor.
I was talking with Connor. I was talking with my Uncle Roland and then my two cousins or whatever.
Yes.
We were hanging out, and Connor's like, oh, I hope he this, and I hope he that, and I hope he this, and blah, 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 blah. And once again, he was very excited, which is great. Love that he was excited and took a big interest in it. And my cousins were like rock stars to him. Like, it was like, yeah, it was nuts. But I had to explain to him. I was like, look, I was like, buddy, I was like, sometimes you got to realize that fishing is kind of like golf. You don't have to be good at it to enjoy it. It's not about catching fish. It's about the time you get to spend there. It's quiet. It's beautiful. You know, obviously you want to catch something, but obviously I would love to hit a fucking 84 in golf, but
Nope, never going to happen.
You know I shoot in the low 80s.
No, you don't.
If it gets any hotter than that and I go home.
Oh!
Anyway, so there you are, fishing with Connor.
There I am, fishing with Connor. No,
shut
but
up,
that's,
Caddy.
But that's the goal behind fishing.
Well, yeah,
it has nothing to do.
I know.
With
I know the goal. I know the. I
the moral
know.
Of fishing, the not the goal.
Yes, the
goal is to catch fish. The moral of fishing is to just enjoy who you're with and enjoy the time.
I do like if I'm in Mammoth, waking up at 4 o'clock.
Oh, river fishing.
Going to the lake, going to like Lake June or something,
mm-hmm.
and trying to get a trout. That's pretty cool.
I've been to June Lake,
but but I mean, it's, I just don't need to see any other fish right now. I sling around 1,200 pounds of fish every day. I'm good.
You don't want to catch a big fucker?
If you say, Biz, we're going down to Cabo in 3 months and we're gonna go grab some marlin.
Well, you can leave right out here, right next to SeaWorld.
Well, you know what I mean.
You can get on like those if boats. It was, you can go catch yellowtail and bonita.
If it was one of those big like fishing trips like that, where it's like we're gonna be gone for 13 days and we're just gonna go catch fish, then you know, now we're talking.
Okay.
But like I have a hard time right now waking my tired dad ass up in the morning to go see more fish. You know,
that's understandable. That's valid.
Like I don't have anything wrong with. There's nothing wrong with fishing.
Right.
I don't. I'm not knocking it.
You're
it's
not
just
morally
like,
against it because
no,
you
no, no,
SeaWorld.
No, nothing like that. Of I course. Just. I don't know. It's just not for me right now.
Yeah,
I used to go fishing all the time with my old man.
Well, when I worked at Pets Rule, I used to wake up really early and go hunt dogs.
Well, I mean, as you should. You and your buddy Mike Vick.
Me and Mikey.
You and old number 7.
Right.
Ron Mexico.
I'd have to bring the generator. He'd bring the shock plugs.
Oh, now it got dark.
It's got dark. All right, let's wrap this
poor,
up.
Poor puppies.
Poor pups. That was a joke, everybody. That was a joke.
Something that was actually said in Mexico in the last trip was, you know what you should do? You should get BJ down here and record an episode from the beach in Mexico.
Done.
Is it? Because if you applied for your passport right now, we're still looking at 3 months.
Yeah, but you know what I heard? You can get in there with just a license and a birth certificate.
That's true. I heard a guy say that once.
All right, I'll get the passport.
All right, do it. All right,
we'll lock it up. All right, guys, this has been another episode of Laugh Moves Pretty Fast. I am BJ McGivley.
Finally, Mike Bissett's
back. Finally back, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.